Welcome to the 3-Minute Podcast, where each episode the guest has 3 uninterrupted minutes to share stories or experiences on the season's topic. We follow that up with a question to push your thinking. It's quick, it's timely, and it's all focused on leading the way to continuous school improvement. This season, the focus is on story of teacher leaders. I'm your host, Mary Myers, with the Kansas Learning Network. Today's guest is Melissa Morgan. She is the Dodge Literacy Magnet MTSS facilitator and has a varied background of classroom teacher, instructional coach, and letters facilitator. She has served on the Literacy Committee, the Building Leadership Team, District ELA work groups, just to name a few. Let's welcome Melissa to the podcast.
I am answering the question about what makes a good teacher leader or what are the strengths needed to be a teacher leader. And so I think leadership is not really a title or a position. I see it as more of a behavior or a mindset. And a teacher leader is kind of a teacher's teacher. In my role as a MTSS facilitator or instructional coach, I have to act as a change agent. And I see teacher leaders as those who have visionaries in the field. They're never really content with the status quo, and they're always out to increase student achievement. Our kids are always going to have to be taught, and we will always teach them. That's the urgency that we have in this field. And so I think of a story this past year in 2020, where I had no idea what my role was. In our district, they kind of held PD off because the teachers were overwhelmed and they needed some time. And so as someone who was always working towards helping teachers achieve, I took a step back. And because of COVID, I found myself not knowing exactly what my role was. We were sent home to do virtual school for about 2 months. And during that time, I wasn't certain about what I should be doing because I didn't have kids in front of me. And so I received the data from our FastBridge testing. And in that data, I just saw the urgency that was needed in kindergarten and first grade. And our students really needed some intervention based on the lack of time in the classroom. And so with that, when I got back to the building, I decided I was going to go to my principal and say, hey, I'm going to meet with some kindergartners and first graders every day and work on alphabet arc. And so that's what I did. And when she heard about it, she was like, hey, I'm going to do that too. And the next thing I know, I have the principal, the assistant principal, the social worker, the counselor, and another teacher helping me out. And so with that, we met with over 30 kids daily working on alphabet arc, small amount of time for intervention. And in that time, I decided I needed to see if it was working. So I made a spreadsheet. I was progress monitoring them biweekly to make sure that what was happening was working. And so I think about the impact that a teacher leader has to have. It's kind of a fire in the belly feeling. And that's what I felt in 2020 when I didn't know what was I supposed to be doing in the middle of this pandemic when my job was kind of put on hold. And that's what I think a teacher leader is, someone who is efficacious and has the urgency to teach all of our children.
Thank you, Melissa. As she addressed her thinking around what makes a good teacher leader, she used the word urgency. I would like to pose this question around urgency to push thinking. As you consider the continuous improvement goals of the district and the building you work in, what supports are considered most urgent to impact growth and learning? Thanks for listening to the 3-Minute Podcast. Join the conversation by answering the coaching question on Twitter using the hashtag 3-Minute Podcast. Today's episode is produced by Jessica Mossman alongside the podcast team of Lisa Stinson and Mary Myers on behalf of the Kansas Learning Network.